Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah. We're back. Marks and Reese live from the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. On Thursdays, we look at the Thursday night game. Certainly, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
But we start looking ahead to the weekend. We have our picks tomorrow.
Yeah.
And don't be stealing his picks.
Well,
because I need to start stealing them. That's for sure.
Well, I take the information and I do apply it, but I also go with my own little gut feeling.
You have your own,
I'm on, but you know, sometimes the more information you gather, then you go with your gut feeling.
Well, he's our information guy, legendary sports handicapper Brandon Lang. BrandonLang.com is the website. What's going on, Brandon?
Reese, I just played golf with your boy, man.
Oh.
I played golf with your boy, had an unbelievable time. The establishment that he has in Philadelphia is, you need a smile on your face, you go there. I think it's like Cheers, man. And your boy, he's your boy, man, and he misses you and can't wait to see you.
He obviously doesn't want to say his name on the air.
Who are we talking about?
Nah, man, it's your boy John Meehan, cheerleaders, man.
Ah,
come
nice
on,
place.
Man, I played golf with your boy. We were talking about you. Like, man, I can't wait to hear my boy Reese.
I hadn't seen John in a while. When was the last time we had Wingbo? That was,
years.
I wasn't even here from Wingbo. I don't think it's been years, but.
All right. Well, I was trying to help you out in case somebody's listening right now.
Life is life, man.
All right, Brandon, listen, we talked prior to week one. They got the outright win, which meant, you know, if you bet the Eagles week one, you won. Last week, I thought it was going to be a comfortable Eagles win. It did not happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a 6.5, some places 7-point line against the Colts. Carson Wentz is back. Hey, being a guy that does this for a living, how do you look at this game, and what do you think?
It's funny. That was, everybody got fooled with that game last week, but it's so easy to look at it after the fact, and it's hot in Tampa. You go down there, you got 9 days off, and that's a tough place to play that early in the season with the humidity. They didn't wake up till late. Now they're back home. I look at this game like this. You really can't touch it until you see Carson play. To expect him to come out and be where he was last year with that much time off and that knee and the nerves and everything, it's tough. And now you're laying a potentially a 6.5-7 number. I'll tell you, Doug is 14-4 against the number at the link since he took over as coach. But with Andrew Luck healthy, the Colts were 11-5 as a dog. And you saw last week as a dog, they got it done with the outright win. So it's a tough spot. I've been asked about this game on other shows so far, and I'm like, listen, if you bet it, you bet Philly only because of Peterson getting the job done at home, and history shows he covers the number at home. But for me, as a handicapper, I got to see Carson play. I got to see him play a full game and get a game underneath his belt, see where he's at. A knee injury's no joke. And I got to touch it, feel it, see it, and see where we're at with Carson, you know, in this game on Sunday.
No, it makes sense. I mean, listen, when you're talking about a guy playing the position that he plays and is going to have the impact on the game that he's going to have, you want to at least make sure you can see what he looks like for at least one game before you start to put some coin down on him. But I'll tell you, Brandon, now the fact that they are playing at home and this defense plays the way that it plays at home, yeah, I said 6.5 is a lot of points, but, you know, I don't know if I would lay the 6.5 on the Eagles myself.
I look at it this way. You either play Philly or stay away.
Right.
Just because you said it, their defense at home is different than that defense that we saw last week. Ryan Fitzpatrick looked like Joe Montana. The big plays certainly hurt him, but with that pass rush, the fact that they kind of looked bad last week, Indianapolis will have their full attention on Sunday.
Yep.
Yes, they will. Brandon Lang at BrandonLang.com. Our ace handicapper joins us on Thursdays. All right, Brandon, game tonight, Jets and Cleveland. If you've been using your coin on Cleveland so far this year, you'd be pretty happy with the performance. Now, the Jets, obviously, week one, Sam Darnold looked good. It's a three-point home favorite for Cleveland. Like you said, it's still...
Cleveland's favorite?
They got to win one of these games, don't they? Hugh Jackson can't just win one game in 3 years. Kenny?
It's funny. It's hard to believe a team that's won one game in 2 years and is 135-1 is a three-point favorite. But you got a rookie quarterback on a short week playing a defense that just played their butt off against two Hall of Famers.
Yep.
They had Ben beat. They had Drew Brees beat. And so this defense at home, I personally played Cleveland in the first half -1.5. I think if you play it, you buy Cleveland down to 2.5 because – let's be honest with one another. You're at home on a short week with the better defense and a more experienced quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over. If you don't get this win here, when are you going to get it? Let's use a golf analogy here. This baby's teed up in the rough, man. You're 242 carrying water with 3 wood. It's teed up. You can get the club on it. If they don't win this game here, now you got problems in Cleveland. Now all this momentum and hard knocks and all that is gone. They have to win this game, and I think they do. Not a game I love, but if I played it, I'd buy Cleveland down to 2.5 and roll with the Browns.
And I wonder if Josh Gordon leaving, finally being gone now, is actually kind of a weight off of a lot of people's shoulders and a distraction and things like that to where the team comes out and maybe they have a little boost of energy being like, all right, we finally feel like that we're a team and we know what we have going forward. Let me ask you your philosophy on, Brandon, on big spread games. Because last week I got bit. I got backdoored in that Buffalo game. I had who were they even playing?
San Diego.
San Diego. They were covering.
Or L.A., as some of us will say today.
Yeah, Chargers.
Listen, they're always going to be San Diego to me. I will not
me
conform
too.
To calling them Los Angeles, not when you're playing in Carson, California. Sorry,
right.
I can't go there, Reese. I can't do it. They're going to be San Diego.
So I got backdoored last minute of the game, but so you look at the big spread of this week, Minnesota-Buffalo, 16.5 points is unbelievable. And Buffalo, listen, they have Josh Allen going. I know there were some garbage points. Are you comfortable? Minnesota's at home. They're unbelievable at home. Maybe this is one of those letdown games where they don't lose, but yeah, they start off slow. What do you think?
All I know is this. Going back to last year, Minnesota's on a 12-1-1 spread run. Think about that number. 12-1-1 spread run. So the big number last week, you looked at it, divisional game, Arizona getting 16. Like, oh, my God, how do you not take it? Well, they covered. Rams covered. So when the disparity in defenses is what it is, Kirk Cousins put up basically 30 on Green Bay, rookie quarterback on the road, if I played it, I would play Minnesota just because of their defense, better quarterback, and coming off that tie last week and at home. Listen, they turned over Garoppolo a couple of times, made him look pretty average first game of the year. So from a money standpoint, right side of the game standpoint, you lose with Minnesota before you get sucked into Buffalo.
BrandonLang.com is a great resource for lines from all the casinos, offshore, information, columns, and everything. So check it out, BrandonLang.com. Brandon, give us if you could bet one game this week, one game only, what would it be?
I'd buy Atlanta down to 2.5 over the Saints. If you look at New Orleans, I get it. I get that you were supposed to be a Super Bowl contender. But I've just sat back and watched Ryan Fitzpatrick light you up for 48. And Tyrod Taylor and the Browns go up and down the field on you, you should be 0-2. And now you're facing Matty Ice. I know the trends support the Saints, but I'm sorry. If Ryan Fitzpatrick can light you up, I just got to believe Matty Ice is going to do it with Julio Jones. I think the Saints are done. I think Sean Payton's done. And I think the first coach to get fired this year could be Sean Payton. And I know that's a bold statement, but I think his time is done. I think New Orleans is heading to the toilet. I think they're overrated, and I think they're done as a team, and I think they're going to get exploited again by Atlanta.
Wow. Tell me how you really feel, Brandon.
Wow. Okay.
I like it. I like it.
Yep.
All right, Brandon. Listen, BrandonLang.com. We'll talk to you next week, and good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, go see John.
No, I can't, man. I've seen some other time, though.
All right, Brandon, get out of here. Brandon Lang.
He's trying to collapse my house, man. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, no. All right.
Yeah.
So check it out. Eagles Sunday. Must win. like must win, must not must win, must win. Of course, of course it's not.
Of course it is.
Of course it's not.
About? Yes, it is.
888-729-9494.
Gotta have it.
It's not a must win. It's not a must win. It's not a must win.
What?
I want him to win.
I'm confused.
But it's not the be-all, end-all. We'll discuss on the other side. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese live from the Hard Rock. Don't go anywhere.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.